get to our other side feature now, a presentation of Lambert Distributing, your authorized Husqvarna dealer. From the city to the acreage, they have you covered for every season. Pleased to be joined by the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Kurt Hill, who you don't have your phone out. You're not putting it down on the desk. I'm sure it's been ringing, but you're not answering as much as some other teams in this league, I would have to assume.
Yeah, certainly it's been a quieter, deadline for us so far. We did a couple things early on when we got Roersma earlier in the season, and we got Sekumis from Kamloops after Christmas, just add a little depth to our decor. But we're really happy with where our group's at right now. And, you know, sometimes when you feel like your team's playing well and you're coming out of a rebuild, and obviously we had a couple tough years there, you want to get some consistency in your lineup and with your organization. And we have some pretty strong picks in the draft this year, so I think it was just one of those years where it's been a little quieter. But we still got till 6 o'clock tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, we always have to throw that rider in there. But I like your 18-year-old group, and I think that's maybe the reason why you're not so anxious to make a move. Maybe next year you might, because those kids will be 19. But that 18-year-old group that you have, the 06s, are pretty solid.
Yeah, no, they certainly are. I think just even down the depth of the lineup, the 07s, there's some good pieces there, 08s even, that are playing the young guys this year. We think we had a really strong draft last year. You know, Strader's played some games and looked really good. So, yeah, but that 06 group, certainly a group that we're starting to look at and targeting, and we know we're going to have some pretty good 05s returning next year too. So when you start to add those pieces together and, you know, you put that team on paper for next season, if everyone comes back, it could be a pretty strong group.
I asked this question of Dave Struch last night in Red Deer, and he just shook his head and says, I don't like it. When you take a look at all the activity being done by the other three teams in your division, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, and Calgary, all seemingly in to try and win it this year. What are your thoughts on what they're doing?
Yeah, you know, certainly, I mean, I feel like now there's a pressure to, you know, have to add. And I think a lot of times we go into the seasons and you already have a really elite team. And if everybody around the league was tinkering, doing a couple things here and there, like, again, you probably could win with the team you have. But at the end of the day, if you're not the one making the moves, somebody down the road is going to be making the moves. And it's a weird year where all three in the same division are doing it. And in the Central, it hasn't been like that for a long time. I know the East has gotten into that situation, predicament a few times more recently. But, those three teams are – it's going to be amongst those three, it's going to be a dogfight. And you know what? We've played really well against those teams too, and I feel like we still have a chance against them.
Dogfight in this conference, period. Still only, 13 points separates first from ninth, and ninth is not a playoff spot, so you really can't afford to go on any kind of extended losing streak.
No, you can't, and that's a good point you bring up too. Like, again, obviously, you know, I know Saskatoon here has made some moves now, but they still play a very detailed and structured game and have a lot of guys with experience in the lineup. And, you know, I look at Prince Albert and Brandon, and I mean, we haven't beaten either of those teams this year either. They're strong clubs as well. So I think, you know, from 1-8 in the conference right now, it's everybody's jockeying for position and home ice, I guess, in the first round.
Back Waldheim, Saskatchewan, is well within our listening range. How important and valuable has Alex Worthington been to your team?
Oh, he's been fantastic. And again, that's sometimes guys just need a reset. And for Alex, when he was here at 17, it was a tough situation. He had some personal stuff going on too back home, and he had to just take a year off and just get some stuff sorted out. And you know, last year he went to Briarcrest and kind of found his love for the game, got that passion back. And, we had conversations kind of over the summer. And when he came back, he was fantastic in the preseason. And when you only see a guy play like 3 or 4 games and you have a guy who's been your starter for a long time, you're taking a bit of a risk to make the decision to keep him. But we did. And when we drafted Alex, we thought he was going to be the future of our organization. And we didn't think it would happen and start at 19, but it certainly has, and he's been fantastic.
Sometimes gambles pay off. Kurt, good to see you. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us, and look forward to seeing how the Edmonton Oil Kings fare the rest of the season.
Appreciate that.
Kurt Hill, general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings, joining me on the other side, brought to you by Lambert Distributing, your authorized Husqvarna dealer. From the city to the acreage, they have you covered for every season.